Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody out there in Blog Talk Radio land. This is your host and friend, the Sand Tiger, DJ Southeast Vince, coming at you from a place called Durham, North Carolina. And this is Black by Color only on CNM Radio. On this show, I will discuss current events and issues that affect the black race, and I will take on the apostles of blackness. Hopefully you will get something from this show, and if you have a question or a comment, make sure you season it well with respect, or I'll push the kick button and you will suffer the curse of the fruit bat. So don't come here being a fruit bat, as this is a fruit bat free program. You are listening to Black by Color only. Well, what's happening with my peeps out there today? Ready to get this show going on. Hope you all are enjoying the first few hours of your three-day weekend. If you would like to call in as a guest, the call-in number is 646-478-5284. That is 646-478-5284. And you can call in and talk about anything that's related to the subject matter. But once again, I have to repeat the aforementioned curse of the fruit bat. If you come in here with your character assassinations and your insults and ad hominem attacks and excessive profanity, it will prompt me to push the kick button and you will go bye-bye. I don't care. I really don't care if you agree with me or disagree with me, but in your interactions on this program, I need you to be respectful, okay? So we can have a decent conversation on this program and discussion of the topics. Well, like I said, it's the beginning of Labor Day weekend, and I know a lot of you all are out there settling yourselves down, you know, trying to get it in your head what is going on in our country today, in our world today, and it's been crazy. Like I said in other shows, it's getting easier to do a program because basically what you see on the world stage today, it basically sells itself. You know, it's more like a pick what you want to talk about, and we'll talk about it. Okay, but today I want to do something a little bit different. I've done this before, but what I wanted to do today was read some news articles about what's going on today, and I didn't put them in any particular order, so forgive me if my reading of them sounds a bit choppy or whatever, because I didn't put them in order. But if you would like to see... If you would like to see these articles that I'm about to read, I might not be able to get to all of them today, just to let you know. But if you would like to see them, just visit my Gab page. I have a page on Gab. It's at Southeast Vince. At Southeast Vince. And that should take you there, and you should be able to see the articles. But I am going to read some articles, and I put a bunch of them on here. I put a whole bunch of them on here. Let me find the article I want to read first. Okay, here we go. Here's the first one I wanted to read. Now, you all know that we're suffering from a quote-unquote pandemic. I say quote-unquote because a lot of what is going on, I think this pandemic has been overhyped to the max. And we've made this pandemic more than what it really is. You're talking about a disease, COVID-19, which is only lethal 1% of the time. Most people who catch it, 99.99% of people who catch COVID end up recovering. And ever since March of last year, we've been, you know, we've had to go through the mask mandates and the social distancing and things of that sort. And now they're, you know, they're telling us that we have to get vaccinated. Certain entities are forcing you to get vaccinated. I think I talked about the Raiders, the Las Vegas Raiders. They're requiring, if people are going to come to their games, that they have to show proof that they've been vaccinated. And if they don't show that proof, they got a place within the stadium where people can go to, you know, get their vaccination. And if you refuse, you will not come, you will not be allowed to come to the games. And they tell you they're doing this because they're doing it for they're doing it for safety, you know. They're trying to make sure people are vaccinated, make sure people are protected, which I think is a good reason, you know, I do. If it wasn't for the overhyping anyway. But they say they're doing it for the safety of people, and they want to be sure that everyone is inoculated and that they cannot spread the disease. But the powers that be, they tend to politicize this. They want to make this out like this is Donald Trump's fault or whatever, you know, yada, yada, yada. They want to say people who refuse to get a vaccination, that they are anti-vaxxers, which is not true, because a lot of people, they choose not to get vaccinated themselves, but they're not telling anyone else that they shouldn't be getting vaccinated either. They're choosing it for themselves. And of course, you got some people who are protesting, talking about, you know, we need to stop the mask mandates, we need to stop the vaccine mandates. Those people are not anti-vax. But of course, you political liberals out there, y'all want to say, this is, you're an anti-vaxxer. You don't want people to get vaccinated. No. They don't want to get their vaccinated. They don't want to get vaccinated. They're not trying to keep everybody else from getting vaccinated. I haven't seen one person say down with the vaccination. Nobody should get vaccinated. But see, the powers that be, they think they know more than we do. They think they know what's best for us. And if you make the decision and say, you know what, I don't want to take this vaccination. I'm doing this for myself. You know, I'm making this decision for myself. I mean, after all, my body, my choice, right? Right? Oh, but that little phrase there, that little excuse is only for when a woman wants to kill her baby in the act of abortion. But it doesn't pertain to people who make a decision for themselves not to get vaccinated. My body, and really, you know, you can say the same thing. My body, my choice. Hey, I choose. Now, You might sit there and say, oh, you don't care about the other people around you and whatever and yada, yada, yada. But you're wearing a mask, aren't you? You gotten vaccinated? The vaccination is supposed to protect you, right? So why are you worried about whether I get a vaccination or not? If you have gotten your vaccination or you wearing your mask, you think those things protect you, why are you so concerned about whether I'm wearing a mask or whether I've been vaccinated? If you're so-called protected against it, why are you worried about what somebody else does? Instead, you should be saying, do whatever you want to. Hey, I got my vaccination. I got my mask. But let me show you why this has been politicized. This is evidence of the politicization, I can't pronounce that word too well, of this pandemic. And this article, I get it from the Gateway Pundit. And this was published on September the 2nd, 2021. That's 2 days ago. Federally funded COVID testing facility denies Candace Owens service for spreading misinformation, discouraging mask wearing, and dissuading people from taking jab. Candace responds. Now, you all know who Candace Owens is. Candace Owens is the 30-year-old Spitfire black girl who she has gained notoriety of late over the past few years because of her support for Donald Trump and conservative causes. She had voted for Barack Obama two times. She voted for Barack Obama two times. And she got disillusioned with Barack Obama because she noticed some things among the liberal ranks that turned her against the Democrats and turned her over onto the side of the conservatives. And because she's a black woman who is conservative now, she's seen as a big threat. See, the biggest threat to liberals out there are black folks who are conservative. That's the biggest threat to the liberals. Because they want to control, they see that as a threat because they want to control the black vote. That's why they use a lot of these scare tactics and whatever, and oh, you don't vote for me, you're not black, and all that crazy mess and everything, because all they care about is your votes. In other words, if you are black and liberal out there, you are being used as a pawn. You ever played chess? Are you familiar with a piece that's called a pawn? It's the weakest piece on the chessboard. And that's what a lot of black Americans are being used as pawns. But Candace Owens escaped the plantation. And she's being demonized, you know, people saying, oh, she's just doing this for money, as if the rest of these pundits for the liberal side aren't doing it for money. Oh, she's a sellout. She's an Uncle Tom. She's this, she's that, you know. And she's been demonized because of her stance. And she can get a little fiery sometimes and you know, the more fire that you have in your commentation, the less people will like you, especially if you're coming on the side that they don't agree with. But let me get into the article. A COVID testing facility in Aspen denied Candace Owens service because she spread misinformation, discouraged wearing a mask, and dissuaded people from taking the COVID vaccine. Candace Owens posted the screenshots of the emails to her social media Wednesday night. I just learned of this testing request. As the owner of this business, I'm going to refuse this booking and deny service. An email to Candace Owens from Rocky Mountain Labs read, we cannot support anyone who has proactively worked to make this pandemic worse by spreading misinformation, politicizing, and discouraging the wearing of masks and actively dissuading people from receiving life-saving vaccinations. The email continued, my team and myself have worked overtime to exhaustion, unpaid and underpaid this year, spending our own capital to ensure that our community remains protected. It would be unfair to them and to the sacrifices we have made this year to serve you. Candace Owens responded with fire. Dear Susanna, I wanted to let you know that this might objectively be the most hilarious email I have ever received in my life. Truly, I've never laughed harder. Nothing screams, this virus isn't political, quite like Googling the names of the people who book tests with you and determining on a case-by-case basis whether or not you will let them comply with your community COVID measures. Nothing screams, I love my local community, quite like refusing to test people who are going to a local event and wish to ensure they are negative and therefore do not spread the virus. That nobody stopped you from hitting send on such an emotionally unstable and hysterical email leads me to believe that the people who work for you must love me and would therefore never deny me this entertainment. It's hard to pick just one, but I think the best part of your virtue signaling rant is the arrogant assumption that you're the only person who can administer a COVID test from here to Texas. LOL. Cheers, Candace Owens. There's more. Candace Owens said the COVID facility that denied her service received state and federal funding. So no, she had no right to deny me a COVID test when my taxes go toward her operations, Owens said. This situation is currently being escalated to the HHS. Stay tuned, she added. I told you all she's a fireball. Now see, they talk about they want to ensure the safety of people. You know, that's why they're pushing for the vaccinations and whatever. But Candace Owens comes in to get a test and they deny her the test because they said that she is spreading misinformation about COVID-19. But they won't specify what that misinformation, that so-called misinformation, is. But because she's Candace Owens, we don't like Candace Owens, so we're going to deny. So basically what you're saying, you don't care about the safety of the people. You only care about the safety of the people that you like. We don't like Candace Owens, so we're not going to give her a COVID test. And Candace Owens is like, look, y'all not the only place where I can get a COVID test. Y'all think y'all hurting me. Y'all think you're hurting me, but you're not. I can go somewhere else and get the COVID test. And that's how Candace Owens responds. And see, this is what I'm talking about. They politicize this thing. They make it political. I mean, shouldn't they say, oh, wait a minute, this is Candace Owens. She was in denial about the COVID-19, about the immunization of COVID-19, but now she's coming in. Come on, bring her in here. Come on, make sure she gets her vaccination. Nah, they denied to do any testing on her. Political reasons. It's all political. That's the only reason why they did what they did. Pull this up. Got to get everything on pat here. Okay, good. Yeah, that's the only reason why they denied her, because she's Candace Owens, and we don't like Candace Owens, because she's a black woman who's a conservative, and they just threw this COVID thing. Oh, she's spreading misinformation about COVID-19. What misinformation? What misinformation? That COVID is only fatal in less than 1% of the cases? That we have overhyped COVID-19 to the point of being ridiculous? That the masks don't work? Where's the misinformation? Come on, someone enlighten me. Maybe I got too much air in my brain or something like that. Someone enlighten me about the misinformation that Candace Owens is spreading about COVID-19. Now, the reason why they denied her the COVID test, and see, Candace Owens said, look, I'm just doing this because I want to be sure I'm COVID-free so I don't spread it to anyone else. That's supposed to be from compassion, but they're not willing to return the compassion to Ms. Owens. And folks, let me tell you all something. The disinformation that you are hearing about COVID-19, it's not coming from the conservative side. It's not coming from the conservative side, okay? Now, you can sit there and believe MSNBC and CNN all you want to. But folks keep talking about, oh, this vaccination is safe, yada, yada, yada. But people have been dying from this vaccination. Lady in BBC, lady in Britain, works for BBC, 44 years old. She got vaccinated, and 4 days later, she dropped dead. And when they performed her autopsy, they found out she had died from complications from the COVID vaccine. Now, like I said, I'm not mad at you if you've gotten the vaccine. You know, if you want to, go right ahead. But no one should be forcing you to get it. And see, the CDC has said that the COVID vaccine doesn't even cure you of COVID. It's not a magic pill. All it does is lessen the symptoms. That's all it does. It's an experimental vaccine. But they keep wanting to push this, do your duty, do your civic duty. Get the vaccine. And then, you know, don't call yourself a Christian. Oh, you're a Christian? Oh, you know what? Jesus would have protected the people. You better get your vaccine. They want to question your Christianity if you say you don't want to get the vaccine. But you're making a decision that you feel is best for yourself. And it should totally be voluntary. No one should be making, if you go on a job, I don't care what the job is, they shouldn't be making it mandatory for you to get the vaccine. Well, they have a right to do that. Yeah, they do, but still, they shouldn't be telling, because basically, they're overriding your rights by their rights. They're violating your rights. I have a right to say, I don't want the vaccine. Now, if I say I don't want the vaccine, no one should come in and say, look, we know better than you do. You better get that vaccine. But like I said, it's a lot of misinformation going on about COVID-19. It's been swirling around for almost 2 years now. Now, here's another article, also from the Gateway Pundit. Now, this makes everything a little interesting right here. And you all heard the stories that these people who are going into the hospital with COVID, they're unvaccinated. Look at them. They're unvaccinated. Yeah, they get what they deserve because they didn't get vaccinated. They're the ones who are dying and getting sick and whatever. Check out this article at the Gateway Pundit. Of course, you're not going to hear anything like this on mainstream media. But this article is dated September 3rd, 2021, yesterday. And the heading reads, the CDC, check this out, the CDC is now listing vaccinated COVID-19 deaths as unvaccinated deaths if they die within 14 days of the vaccine. Let me read that to you again. The CDC is now listing vaccinated COVID-19 deaths as unvaccinated deaths if they die within 14 days of the vaccine. That means if you get the vaccine and you die within 14 days, they list you as being unvaccinated. Folks, you can't make this stuff up. Now, a report came out last year that said that of all the COVID-19 deaths that we experienced, you know, last year, they said only 6% of them could be directly related to COVID-19. A lot of the deaths that they listed as COVID deaths, they only did so because they found a presence of COVID-19 in a person's body when they died. Give you a good example. You know, the guy they keep screaming about, George Floyd, he was found to have COVID in his system. But that's not what killed him. It was an overdose of fentanyl that killed him. But you could die of something else. But if you are testing positive for COVID-19, they'll say, oh, that was a COVID death. When COVID had nothing to do with you dying. But let me get back to this article. This surprises no one. The CDC is again bastardizing results of COVID and now vaccine statistics. Our medical community is officially corrupt. Oh, I knew it was corrupt a long time. I don't trust doctors. I don't. I'm not saying you shouldn't go to the doctor. I'm not saying that I don't go to the doctor, but I just don't trust them. I don't trust doctors, lawyers, politicians, TV preachers. I don't trust them. But it said last year we reported that only 6%, check this out, I just said this. Last year we reported that only 6% of all coronavirus deaths were related to COVID itself. Handfuls of fake fact checkers claimed we were wrong. We were later proven correct by the CDC itself. So the CDC had to capitulate on its claim that 6%, it wasn't only 6% of people dying from COVID. But the facts came out and the CDC had to say, yeah, okay, all right, we missed that one. Okay, well, that's water under the bridge. Article goes on. Now the CDC is monkeying with numbers and measurements related to COVID again. That's why I don't trust the FDA. I don't trust the CDC. I don't trust any of these government entities. According to the CDC, any individual deaths who die from the COVID vaccine are not considered deaths related to the COVID vaccine if they die within 14 days of taking the vaccine. That's the CDC, y'all. So you get COVID, like I said before, you get the COVID vaccine, You get the jab in your arm and you die within 14 days. They say that was an unvaccinated death. These people are slick. If anyone trusts the CDC after all they have done with measurements related to COVID and the vaccines, they are foolish. Nah, I won't call them foolish. I call them stupid. Because the evidence is just there. You know, people just want to believe, oh, he's a certified physician. He knows. But then you get somebody else who's certified and says, no, this is not, no, you don't know what you're talking about. So it's one-sided. They, like I said, they politicize this thing. No, I'll say you're stupid, really. But that's what they do. They cook the numbers. They cook the numbers to blow it out of proportion, to get you to do something that you really wouldn't do on a normal basis. But it's all about that money. See, they want to hide what COVID is really all about, because if the doctors make you well, and I believe a majority of the doctors in this country believe this, if they make you well, then they lose a customer. They don't get paid. They don't want to cure you. The medical community does not want you to be cured. When people come up and they say, well, the doctors, they care about your well-being. You know, they want to make sure you feel better. Yeah, right. I remember some years ago, I was working in a church bookstore, and this lady, she told me that her brother had diabetes, and they gave him a prescription diabetes medication. And when he died, he was taking 9 prescriptions. It was like when he took one prescription, it probably helped a certain condition, but it aggravated another. So he had to take a prescription for that. And it just went on down the line until he was taking 9 prescriptions. Someone's getting a palm greased. Okay, we'll take care of this condition, but we'll make sure that it causes something else. And then he'll have to buy more. That's more money. You see where I'm getting at, folks? That's why I don't trust doctors. I don't trust them. I don't trust the medical profession. I'm not saying that every single person in there is not trustworthy, but I'm just saying as a general rule, I do not trust the medical profession. I'm sorry. You can say about them whatever you want to. You can sing the praises and talk positive about them all you want to. It's not going to get me to trust them. I do not trust them. And if you would, there's a video on YouTube with a lady named Dr. Sandra Parks. I think she said she got a PhD in microbiology or something like that. But you know what? They'll discredit her. She's got a PhD. She's a black woman, but they discredit her simply because she's not a liberal hack like the rest of them. But she taught some stuff, and really, I can't get into the details because really, she goes into very fine detail. And she was explaining some things about, you know, this COVID-19 and why vaccines don't work, and how certain children have caught autism from a certain type of vaccination. And of course, everybody comes out, they say, well, no, vaccinations are safe. It ain't the vaccinations that are causing children to become autistic. Well, tell us, well, what is it? Because at one time it was, what was it? I don't want to make up a number, but what I know now is that most children, by the time they turn age 5, I think it's like 1 out of 110 become autistic. And the numbers were much smaller 20 years ago. It shouldn't be hard to trace this back and figure it out. But this doctor has figured it out. And a lot of these children who are autistic, it comes from those vaccinations. And she even said, you know, just think about how many children's brains we could have saved if we had this information. But the information was there, but the powers that be want to squelch that information and say, oh, y'all just nothing but a bunch of Trump supporters. You don't like science. You don't care about science because you're Trump supporters. Someone actually said I was a person who hates science. Anybody who knows me knows the nerd that I am. Even some of the people who accuse me of not liking science. They call us science deniers. Anybody who knows me very well knows the in and out, the ins and outs of Vincent E. Brown, knows that I am not a person who denies science. I love science. Biology. Geology, geography, meteorology, all that type of stuff, seismology, volcanology, that type of stuff interests me. Now, I don't have a PhD in any of those things. And of course, you know, people be like, well, you ain't got no PhD, so I ain't going to listen to you. Why do people think the only people that need to be listened to are people with PhDs? I don't get that. All a PhD says is that you did the homework and you completed your assignments on time. You did all your assignments. You completed your homework. You met certain qualifications and boom, 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 you got a PhD now. It doesn't mean you're an expert. And a lot of these people, you know, when you debate with them about, you know, the science, the so-called science, they'll sit there and say, well, you ain't no scientist. Well, you're not either. So I'm just going to take the word of this person because he's a scientist and he's got a PhD and all these other DDDs on his wall. There's a such thing that supersedes science. It's called common sense. That's why I look at these people that talk about we're in a climate crisis right now. We ain't in no climate crisis. You know, Joe Biden the other day talking about, we're in a climate crisis. We're in a climate crisis because, you know, Hurricane Ida came, killed some people up in New York, they weren't prepared for it. They had record floods up in New York and some people drowned in their basements and they want to blame that all on climate change. And they want to say, this happened because of climate change. The earth is warming up and we got to do something about it. And I'm sitting there like, you got to be kidding me. You all do know hurricanes and storms and whatever have killed people for centuries. Now here's the nerd in me coming out. 1969, Hurricane Camille. One of the strongest hurricanes that hit the coast of the United States. Last year, Hurricane Laura. Hurricane Dorian. Technically, the busiest, The busiest hurricane season was in the 1950s. I can tell you about the storm that they called the Long Island Express. It was a hurricane that hit New York City. It hit the Northeast back in 1938. Caused 9 feet of water to flood downtown Providence, Rhode Island. Killed a bunch of people. They called it the Long Island Express because at one point the hurricane was in North Carolina at one part of the day, one part of the, I think it was in the morning. I forget the date and whatever, but it was in North Carolina. Several hours later, it was hitting New York City. Now, your average hurricane travels at about 10 miles an hour. The whole storm travels at 10 miles an hour. This one traveled at 70 miles an hour, which means whatever sustained winds were already in the hurricane, they were increased by the speed of the hurricane itself. And it caused catastrophic flooding in the Northeast, in Connecticut, in Rhode Island, in New York City. But we're in a climate crisis. You just use common sense. And see, I like to read a lot. I don't have the PhDs. I don't have a bachelor's degree or anything like that. But I know I can read history and tell you that we are not going through a climate crisis. Now, if you're so concerned about the climate crisis, why don't you get the other nations around the world? Because the only way we're going to stop this so-called climate crisis, it's got to be a global participation from most or all of the nations around the world. And I'm going to tell you two of them who don't give a flip about the climate crisis. I keep getting my words mixed up. Two nations don't give a flip about this climate crisis is China and India. And those two nations produce most of the pollutants that are going into the world today. But no one is saying anything about them. They always want to come to the United States. People, use a little common sense. But see, a lot of people don't read. And I talk about this all the time. They don't read. They don't research. They're mentally and intellectually lazy. And they're depending on someone to feed information to them without checking the information out for themselves because they are so lazy in the head. But they hear something on the news and they act like they know something. And they come up in your face talking about what they heard on the news. Yeah, uh-huh. No, you just don't. You don't know. Let me tell you what I heard on the news. Let me tell you what Joy Reid told me. Joy Reid is a pure idiot. Yeah, you heard it on this show too. She's a pure idiot. But let me tell you what Don Lemon said. Let me tell you what this one said. Let me tell you what that one said. They're just a bunch of idiots they're a bunch of million-dollar idiots being paid for their idiocy. That's all they are. I mean, shoot, I might be in the wrong business. Maybe I can become an idiot and get paid the millions that they do. Shoot, being an idiot can help me pay some bills, man. They make it easy. They make it so easy to despise them. They really do. And by the way, hello there, Retta. Hope everything was safe for you up there in New York. I heard you all got hit pretty hard by Ida. But I'm telling you all, common sense supersedes any type of PhD that you'll get. PhD doesn't mean you're an expert. PhD really doesn't mean you have hands-on experience. It just means you did the homework, turned in your term papers, passed all your tests. That's all it means. But But if you're going to accept one person's who has a PhD, you're going to accept their point of view. You better accept the point of view of another person that you don't agree with who has a PhD as well. In other words, you need to listen to both sides of the story and come to a conclusion as to which story is really at which story is really valid. Don't just accept this person's point of view. Oh, they got a PhD, but they're a liberal. Oh, yeah, he knows everything. And this person has a PhD, but they're conservative. Oh, they don't believe in science. See, you're stupid if you're thinking like that. Well, that's good to know, Retta. Good. I don't want to hear about my sister getting drowned up there in New York. They said New York had some crazy flooding. But people, a lot of us, when we hear about these storms like Sandy back in 2012, we're like, oh my goodness, a hurricane hit New York City, hit New York before a lot of us were born. 1938, look it up. The Great Hurricane of 1938. Look at Galveston, Texas, 1900, probably the worst hurricane to hit the U.S. They estimate as many as 6,000 people got killed in that hurricane. But Joe Biden wants to get up and talk about we're in a climate crisis. He can't even remember the details of his daughter's wedding. I mean, really. And when I hear these people, the effects of global warming is doing this and doing that. Y'all just a bunch of idiots. And not only that, the idiots produce more idiots because they know they can speak their idiocy and they got a bunch of little idiot minions who will believe them. Oh, well, congratulations to your son. Okay. And I hate you weren't able to attend. I hate that. You should have wore your mask. Okay. I'm sorry. I should have made light of that. You know, I mean, because, you know, when your child gets married and makes that step to get married, that's one of the most monumentous periods in that child's life. So if, you know, I didn't mean for it to sound funny or anything like that. So I apologize. Oh, they live streamed it. That's good. But folks, we got idiots running this country, bunch of idiots, basically. Let me pull up this other article. As I move on, let's see, which one should I pick? Because I'm on my Gab page. And like I said before, if you want to check out my Gab page, check me out at Southeast Vents. Just go to Gab and type in at Southeast Vents. Let's see here. Oh, yeah. Let me get to this one. Oh, man. Lyft. Y'all know that driving service Lyft, you know? They're kind of like Uber. Lyft donates $1 million to Planned Parenthood, vows to pay legal fees for drivers bringing Texas women to get illegal abortions. And this article is dated yesterday, is dated yesterday as well. Lyft donates $1 million to Planned Parenthood, vows to pay legal fees for drivers bringing Texas women to get illegal abortions, because Texas has a heartbeat ban. They say that you cannot get an abortion in Texas if a heartbeat can be detected in the fetus. And a lot of people out there crying, oh, it's the woman's body. It's her choice. You can't tell me what to do with my body. Folks, get it in your heads. It is not the woman's body. Repeat after me. It is not the woman's body. My body, my choice. Oh, yeah, she can make that excuse when it comes to killing her baby, but she can't make that excuse when it comes to her choosing to get a vaccine or not. And people are upset right now because the Supreme Court has upheld that anti-abortion, the abortion ban. And that this is a woman's body. She can control her body. Yes, she can control her body. But that child growing inside of her, that fetus, is not her body. It is a separate, distinct human being that couldn't have gotten there if it hadn't been for an outside factor called the male. A lot of you all go around there talking about science, 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 science. She blinded me with science. Okay. I had a moment there. But anyway, y'all want to go out there talking about science. Apparently, you all don't understand science. The woman wouldn't have a baby inside of her if it wasn't for an outside interaction from a male person. But you all want to sit there and say, oh, it's her body. It is not her body. Well, it's her choice. It's not her choice. And some of you all just so ignorant. I don't even think you all want to know the truth. I think you're allergic to the truth. Whenever the truth comes around, you're like, oh, get away from me. But like when Kryptonite comes around Superman, get away from me. I don't want no truth. Get that truth away. Like Jesus was telling the Pharisees, he said, you are of your father, the devil. The devil doesn't abide in the truth. Just something for you all to stew on right there. But anyway, let me go ahead and read this article. Rideshare service Lyft is promising to cover all legal fees if any driver gets sued for bringing a woman to get an illegal abortion in Texas. The company also donated $1 million to Planned Parenthood. Under a new Texas abortion law, a woman cannot terminate her pregnancy after an ultrasound can detect a fetal heartbeat, which can occur as early as 6 weeks into pregnancy. There is an exemption for cases of medical emergencies. Instead of being enforced by the government, it will be up to private citizens to sue abortion providers or anyone who aids a woman getting an abortion after the heartbeat has been detected. As anyone who assists in obtaining an abortion is open to lawsuits, Lyft announced on Friday that they have launched a legal fund for drivers who may get caught up in a suit. Texas SB 8 threatens to punish drivers for getting people where they need to go, especially women exercising their right to choose. There's that term again, their right to choose. No, their right to kill their baby, so-called right. Logan Green, the CEO and co-founder of Lyft, wrote in a tweet, Lyft has created a driver legal defense fund to cover 100% of legal fees for drivers sued under SB 8 while driving on our platform. So you want to kill your baby, and you're meeting the consequences of that illegality. We'll cover you. Because, you know, it's a woman's right to choose. Logan Green, in his tweet, he says, this is an attack on women's access to health care and on their right to choose. What the, folks? Let me calm down a bit. What does a woman getting an abortion have to do with health care? Can someone please enlighten my mind on that? What does that have to do with a woman's health? And how is that an attack on women's access to health care? Because they tell you, okay, you can't perform an abortion because we can hear a heartbeat. Can someone please enlighten my mind on that one? Once again, you got stupid people running the country. Green announced that the company is donating $1 million to Planned Parenthood and asked others to do the same. Nah. This is your funeral, dude. Don't be telling me what to do. If you feel compelled to join us as an individual, Planned Parenthood is accepting donations to further this work, he added, with a link to Planned Parenthood. Under the law, women will not face penalties for getting an abortion, but those who help facilitate it could be fined $10,000. Drivers are never responsible for monitoring where their riders go or why. Imagine being a driver and not knowing if you are breaking the law by giving someone a ride, the company added in a release. Similarly, riders never have to justify or even share where they are going and why. Imagine being a pregnant woman trying to get a healthcare appointment and not knowing if your driver will cancel on you for fear of breaking the law. Both are completely unacceptable. That's not a healthcare appointment. You know why it's not a healthcare appointment? Because getting an abortion definitely ain't healthy for the baby. But they throw these little keywords in there to arouse your sympathies. Lyft co-founder John Zimmer quote tweeted Green's announcement and wrote that he is proud of the team. Yeah, I bet you are. I don't think you'll be too proud when you stand before God and have to give an account for those babies that were murdered because of your efforts. But anyway, folks, I'm at the top of the hour. Let me do some advertisements, and I will see you all on the other side. You are listening to Black by Color Only on CNM Radio.
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
As the technology of drones constantly grows and things get easier and easier to do, the cameras on the drones available are better too. So much so that mapping and surveying is now done with drones. That is the one area that Eye in the Sky Drone Services comes into play. You need your roof scanned out for work to be done up there? Call Eye in the Sky Drone Services. You need land photographed from the air? You need to call Eye in the Sky Drone Services. We can even do weddings from a perspective not seen anywhere but in the movies. All in 4K and full color, unless you wish to do your videos in sepia tone or even black and white. We can even go into the oil field and take photos out there of oil rigs and pipelines too. That is Eye in the Sky Drone Services out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. Email us at eyeinthesky@gmail.com or call us at 505-317-8741. Give us a call because we can do it all, because the sky is the limit.
Conservatives are always fighting to find a place they can call home. And every time we find one, the leftists in this nation take that away. Well, we have a new home now, and all you have to do is go in and join. Bite Me in the Basement is that site where we can join in to get our voices heard by others who feel the same way as we do. Just join BiteMeInTheBasement.com and join us for a rousing discussion of American patriotism and become a member. Learn things that you can do to help America become great again, to stop the lawless things that are going on so we never have to see another fraudulent election like the one that put America-hating Joe Biden into the White House, and now he shouldn't even be there. That's BiteMeInTheBasement.com, and join patriotic Americans for a vision for a future America.
Number is 646-478-5284. 646-478-5284. And right before I did this show, you know, my wife is in the bedroom and she likes to go around and watch her Oriental dramas or anime or whatever. And I told her I'm about to do a show. She said, "Oh, okay." And then she did the thumbs up. She said, "It's gonna be a good one, ain't it?" I said, "Yeah, it is." I was chomping at the bit for this one. But I was reading articles that I pulled up from Gateway Pundit, and I got them posted on my I got them posted on my Gab page at Southeast Vents. If you go to Gab and you type in at Southeast Vents, you will pull up my Gab page, and I put these articles up. And Gab's a great place. Gab, not too many people do Gab. It's not as popular as Facebook or whatever, but it's a good place because it's a free speech platform. They don't care if you're liberal or Democrat, whatever you put up, they're not going to censor your posts. You know, just like Parler and Wimkin and USA Life, all those other areas and everything. I'm starting to have little doubts about Rumble because the other day I learned that one of my Facebook friends, his videos got taken down by Rumble because he put up a video about COVID-19. And I'm starting to have my doubts about Rumble, and which surprised me because I was like, I thought Rumble was a free speech platform. You know, but I'm going to be watching them a little side-eyed myself. But let's see here. I'm going to pull up another article before I go to the phones. Have you all, and this is just a side, this is just an aside. This is one of the reasons why I like kids. Have you all seen that video of the little girl? She looks like she's about 2 years old, and her mother gives her a piece of cotton candy, and she cuddles the cotton candy like it's a teddy bear or something, and then her mother tells her, "Yeah, I know it's soft and everything, but you gotta eat it. Go ahead and eat it." And she tastes it, and the way she tastes it a bit, she's like, "Let me see, what is this?" And then, you know, I guess when their taste buds get activated, she starts laughing and smiling and everything. I think that is the cutest thing I think I've ever seen in so long. That's why I like kids, you know. She first took the cotton candy and she was cuddling it like it was a teddy bear. I think that is just so cute. But anyway, I'm gonna pull up one more article before I go to the phones. This one once again is Gateway Pundit. The Gateway Pundit. And this one, once again, is dated yesterday, September 3rd, 2021. Here's the headline. Zombie poll. 20% of Biden voters regret voting for Joe Biden in 2020. 20% of Biden voters regret voting for Joe Biden in 2020. Gee, I wonder why. It turns out a significant percent of the woke wine mommies and guys with man buns who were riding with Biden regret voting for Joe Biden, or as I call him, Joseph Budzinski. That's my name for him, Joseph Budzinski. Joseph Budzinski, excuse me. Have a little Russian flair to it, you know. According to a new Zogby poll, one-fifth of Biden voters want their vote back. It's too late. The Zogby poll was conducted before Afghanistan fell to the Taliban and before 13 U.S. service members were killed in the Kabul blast by a suicide bomber. So the number of people who regret voting for Biden is definitely higher. I agree, because a lot of people on both sides are criticizing Joe Biden for how he handled the exit of our troops from Afghanistan. The poll conducted an online survey of 2,173 Biden voters between August 5th and August 13th, 2021. More males and minorities regretted their votes compared to whites and females. Oh, now that's something. According to the latest Zogby poll, one-fifth of likely voters regret voting for Joe Biden. On the surface, it doesn't seem like much, especially if you look at the three-quarters of likely voters who did not regret their vote. 4% were not sure how they felt. As for the poll, when we drill down and look at the demographics of the surveyed voters, some very important groups who normally lean left and Democrat were even more regretful about voting for the president in 2020. For example, younger voters aged 18 to 29, 27% yes, 67% no, 6% not sure. And middle-aged voters aged 30 to 49, 30% yes, 67% no, 4% not sure, were much more likely to regret voting for Biden than older voters aged 50 to 64. 10% yes, 87% no, 3% not sure, and 65 plus. 6% yes, 91% no, 3% not sure. Regarding politics, nearly 3 in 10 Republicans, 29% yes, 65% no, 7% not sure, regretted voting for Biden, while one-fifth of Democrats, 21% yes, 77% no, 3% not sure, also regretted voting for Joe Biden. Independents, 14% yes, 81% no, 6% not sure, were the least likely to regret voting for Biden in 2020. Men, 27% yes, 70% no, 3% not sure, were twice as likely to regret voting for Joe Biden than women. 13% yes, 82% no, 5% not sure. Ethnicity also factored in how much voters expressed regret about voting for Biden. Hispanics, 33% yes, 63% no, 4% not sure. And African Americans, 25% yes, 70% no, 5% not sure, were more likely than white voters, 16% yes, 80% no, 4% not sure, to regret voting for Biden. Where voters live was also of significance when it came to whether voters regretted voting for President Biden. Urban voters, 20% yes, 67% no, 4% not sure, were twice as likely to regret voting for Biden than suburban, 14% yes, 83% no, 4% not sure, and rural rural voters. 12% yes, 86% no, 3% not sure. Joe Biden is in the doghouse. Even far left NPR has Biden at 43% approval. And that was with a plus 7% Democrat sampling advantage. Biden has a 43% approval overall, with 85% of Democrats allegedly sticking with him, which is peculiar. 64% of independents and 95% of Republicans disapprove of his job performance. Without the top loading of Democrats, Joe Biden would be in the 30s. The only people who keeping him afloat are Democrats. You know, they put them little floaties on them and keep them from sinking under the water. Whatever, you know, that is unprecedented. And don't even talk about Kamala Harris. I think Kamala's already in the 20s. But there you go, y'all. There's your buddy. There's old Sleepy Joe. That's the guy you voted for. And I'm pretty sure that the numbers are probably higher as disapproval for disapproval ratings because of this, of how he bungled the exit from Afghanistan. And the reason why the numbers are so high with the Democrats as far as Joe Biden's approval rating is because the Democrats have convinced themselves that exit from Afghanistan was botched by Donald Trump. Donald Trump is the reason why those people got killed. That's the reason why they didn't have an exit strategy, because of Donald Trump. Well, folks, Donald Trump is not in office. And none of this happened until Sleepy Joe got there. Joseph Budinski. Joe Biden needs to own up to this. But he won't, because he's got his lapdogs in the Democrat Party and the mainstream media who taking up for him. But this is on Joe Biden. This is not on Donald Trump. Donald Trump did ask the Taliban, hey, let's work up a deal, whatever, yada, yada, yada. But see, the difference between Donald Trump and Joe Biden, come on, folks, if you are liberal and you are listening to this now, hear me clearly. The difference between Donald Trump and Joe Biden was that Donald Trump had an exit strategy. It is common sense. You do not pull your military out of an area before you pull out the civilians. You pull out the civilians first. The military is there to protect them from any type of attack when they're leaving. Joe Biden didn't do that. He just said, okay, y'all, come on over. Come on, come on. Time to come. Hey, what about our equipment? All our guns and our... No. Come on. No. Joe Biden didn't have an exit strategy. So you can't blame Donald Trump for this. But of course, a lot of you all out there, you are brain dead. You've been brainwashed by the mainstream media into believing that everything that Donald Trump does is bad. So when this happens, you want to go back and say, oh, it's Donald Trump's fault. No, this is Joe Biden's fault. This is Joe Biden's Vietnam. And we were there for 20 years. We were in Afghanistan for 20 years, which I think was 20 years too long. You know, you say whatever you want to, but I believe we were there too long. But now this is going down as a loss. And Joe Biden gets up there talking about, oh, this was a success. It was a success. No, Joe. Get you a bowl of applesauce and lie down and take a nap, okay? This was not a success. And this is going down as a loss for the United States. Anyway, I won't be able to get to the other articles because I see several people in my queue. And I, wait a minute. What is this? What is this? What's that flapping sound I hear? Any trolling or ad hominem attacks or character assassinations, random insults, and excessive profanity. Now, if you feel like you need to engage in those kind of activities, then you best hang up now or I will help you to do so. Okay, but having said all that, let me go to the phones. Hello, caller. Welcome to the show.
How you doing this evening? I just want to say you should respect your elder, Mr. Elder Joe Biden, your president.
Yeah, he is my president. He's my president right now, whether I agree with him or not, you know. And just to say something, too, you know, a lot of these people going around saying he's not my president, he's your president, okay? You know, whether you agree with him or not, he's your president. When Obama was in office, you know, I said, that's my president, you know, and a lot of people, they're pretty upset with Joe, and they have every reason to be, but he's still your president because you're an American, so.
But let me, you're right, but you know what? It don't take a person with military background that has some common sense to have an exit strategy. It's simple. I mean, you might send a few of the troops out with each plane load of civilians and other people out there. But even if you do that, you're going to have, at the very end, you're going to have like maybe 2,000 troops or something that's going to be the last troops to leave out of there. So it's just common sense. And
yeah.
I'm going to tell you what. What ground he gained, I'll say, with coronavirus, he has lost that and then some with how he held with the Afghanistan war.
Mm-hmm.
And he might as well just forget it and don't even run for the rest of the year. I mean, when the next election come around, because nobody's going to vote for him.
Mm-hmm.
And now,
can
you imagine you and me having children that have fought over there in Afghanistan? And not only that, especially if they got hurt or killed in Afghanistan, we'll be through with him. I'm finished.
Okay, thank you there, Ardell. Yeah, Joseph Brzezinski, he really screwed up this time. But you got a lot of people who are diehards who won't call him out on his actions, and they'll still say, oh, he's doing a great job as a president. No, he isn't. The amount of suckage in this presidency is unbelievable. But let me get my second caller. Hello, caller. Welcome to the show.
Vince, I know we're supposed to be worried about fruit bats, man, and I am. But, man, we got a more pressing problem than fruit bats, of the normal kind of fruit bat. We got a problem now with people in the government who hate this country. Well, first of all, the proximate cause is the hatred of Donald Trump. Donald Trump clearly had an exit plan that was conditional. It was clear that he expressed it to the Taliban, our adversaries, that the exit plan of the United States and the United States actions would be predicated upon them adhering to the Doha Agreement that he had them negotiate with the Taliban government. It specifically said in that agreement that there would be intra-Afghan talks to establish a new government, they would be respectful of each other, and that they would conduct mutually agreed upon negotiations. Now, when they didn't, there was an article that was reported in the BBC in March 4th, 2020. And this is what the BBC said. Now, this is from the BBC, which ain't Trump-friendly. The United States military has conducted an airstrike against Taliban fighters in Afghan hours after President Trump said that he had a, quote, very good talk, unquote, with the leader of the group. That was Baradar. A United States forces spokesman said that it launched an airstrike on Wednesday, and by the way, that airstrike was a MOAB, in response to Taliban fighters attacking Afghan forces in Helmand province. Do you know what the Taliban did right after that, according to this article? It says right here in the article, the Taliban called for a de-escalation because they didn't want that kind of ass whooping no more.
Yeah.
So as you can see, President Trump conditioned the withdrawal upon the Taliban acting like they were going to comply with the agreement they had negotiated with the Afghan government. And that was a threat. They weren't marching through Afghanistan. Afghanistan was stable. An American soldier hadn't been killed there in a year into the Trump presidency, including, by the way, up until Joe Biden's botching of this, 7 months into his administration. So you had almost 18 months of American soldiers been killed based upon Donald Trump's good work in negotiating a withdrawal plan with the Taliban. And because they hate him so much, it literally clouds their thinking. They just threw away his plan and decided to completely disregard it and conduct it in a way that no second lieutenant just out of OCS or no platoon sergeant of any experience would have conducted in that manner. Everything you could possibly do wrong, tactically and operationally, they did. And I mean everything. I'm looking at this operation. I cannot see a single thing tactically and operationally they didn't do wrong. They literally had 2,500 American troops sitting in a fishbowl, like fish in a barrel, with high ground all around the airport, no fields of fire because of civilians pressing up against the perimeter. There's no way they could call in close air support or artillery support if the Taliban had decided to renege on the deal and just wipe them out without either killing thousands of Afghan civilians right around the airport and or American troops because of errors in targeting. I mean, just think about it for a minute. No second lieutenant would have planned anything like this. And I refuse to believe, as much as I despise Monk Milley, as much as I despise Lloyd Austin, both of whom were, one's a three-star General Austin when he retired, the other's a four-star General of the Joint Chiefs with a lot of experience anyway. And we have indications, Vince, that they were strongly recommended against the plan that was done. That is completely on Joe Biden doing this. Completely.
Yes.
Because he would have had to put more troops in to ensure the necessary security measures, to ensure the road network was secured leading up to the airport. They abandoned Bagram Airport, which would have been the place to provide close air support from should it be needed. And you also would have had to control the road network leading to and from Bagram. So that would have meant more troops. But he's so stupid. He's so demented.
Yeah.
He's so addled. He couldn't even use basic military procedure, because the clown, the fool, the idiot, the jerk, this utterly inadequate man, and that's putting it mildly, he wanted a photo op for September 11th. And so he moved the date back, which Donald Trump had set up, which was May 1st. He moved it back. He renegotiated. That was the one aspect of the Trump exit plan that he decided to modify. The only one. Changing it to September, August the 31st, so he could have a photo op. Everything else he threw in the trash. He threw everything else in the trash. This is treasonous. They gave aid and comfort to the enemies of the United States. It's worse than you can even say.
Let me explain something before I get my next caller on. When Sarge mentioned they dropped a MOAB, is an acronym for Mother of All Bombs. It's a bomb that produces the largest non-nuclear explosion. It's a very massive bomb, you know. So whenever you hear someone say they drop a MOAB, that's what they're talking about. It's a very massive bomb that produces a large explosion and it's non-nuclear. So, but
They dropped it on a training camp. They took off the top of a mountain. The Taliban knew Trump meant business, and they said, we better get back to talking, or we might just catch some bloody nymph in the days to come. Because Trump means what he says. They took advantage of Biden's weakness.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But let me get this other caller on here. I think this is Fruit Bat number two. Is this Fruit Bat number two?
I received a text message calling all fruit bats to report to your station. So I'm here.
So what's up, Bianchi?
Well, you know, one of the things that I don't understand is how the Americans are letting these agencies take control of their kids the way they are. And requiring them and taking them from parents, for one thing, and then telling them what they got to have. That's the parents' responsibility.
Yeah.
Not no federal government. It's not no agency of any certain kind. It's not no politician. That's parents' responsibility, not the court, to tell the parent that. To tell a parent their child needs to go here or do this or learn this or so on and so on. This has gotten completely out of control. And Americans are letting this stuff go on. You know, you're talking about Joe Biden. I heard that New Orleans voted like 88% for him. And that mayor that they got, the Democratic mayor, she was supposed to deliver New Orleans to Joe Biden. But here's the thing. How in the hell can blacks from this point on or from that point on ever use the excuse of racism when you vividly voted for this person who every card he pulls out of his wallet is that sort of card based on the historical context of his character?
Yeah.
It just befounds me. I really am perplexed. And that city is messed up. Is there any cities, and I say what's on my mind. Is there any cities that black Democrats run that turns out to be prosperous, other than maybe two that I know of? Or maybe a third.
I don't know of any, be honest with you. And when I think about a black run city, I always, the first city that comes to my mind is Baltimore.
Oh my goodness!
You know, they just that's chocolate city all the way through, and they still want to blame racist cops for whatever. And your city council is black, your mayor is black, everybody up there is black, blackity black, 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 black. You know, and y'all still want to blame racist white people for your shortcomings. I don't get it either. It really I don't know. I guess it turns my brain into a Category 5 hurricane and major assault on my intellect. I don't get why people keep voting for these type of people. I really don't. I mean, it's plain as day. But, you know, I guess political loyalty is more important than the truth.
Well, yeah, you got that right. And, you know, you can only call it like it is. And the murder and the incident count in Chicago is up to 1,794 days now with 226 murders.
Good night in the morning.
1,700. We talking about everything from babies on up. Just
so
casual
days.
People. 94 days.
Good night in the morning. See, this is what this is the stuff that should be making the news, but a lot of people, they choose to ignore what's going on, and they choose to follow their own point of view or whatever, and they just totally ignore what is actually going on. They follow after a specter, you know, a ghost or whatever. They follow after that, but, you know, the more tangible, the more solid situations, they choose to ignore. They can run right smack dab into it. Break their nose is bloody and everything, they'll still ignore it. I mean, it's crazy the way a lot of people think in this country. I really don't understand it.
I don't either. When I have complicated issues like that, I usually turn to Sarge. He usually has a solution.
Oh, I got
yeah,
solutions.
Sarge is
walking
in front of
hear it.
Go ahead.
Lord have mercy, man. Honest to God, man. I don't have much sympathy for leftists. You know this. You know me. I have absolutely no sympathy for leftists whatsoever. I don't like to give them any sympathy or any props or anything because I think they are manifestly evil in certain senses. Manifestly so. But I got to kind of give a little bit of sympathy to Jen Psaki, because it's so hard to keep up with what is necessary these days. Did you hear that interchange he had with that reporter who got up there and said, and she admonished him after he questioned their opposition to this heartbeat bill in Texas? She excoriated him by saying, well, have you ever been pregnant? You can't get pregnant? Doesn't she realize that according to the people on her side of the house, men can get pregnant? This is the transition now. Men can get pregnant.
Yep.
Didn't she get the memo? I mean, it's hard to keep up with all this stuff, but she's committed a cardinal sin, and she didn't even realize it, apparently.
Yep, they just threw her to the dogs, basically. Yeah, and they've been saying this for the longest time. You know, yeah, men can get pregnant. But then when it comes to talking about abortions and everything, have you ever gotten pregnant? You know, and see, I've heard this.
Yeah, but what is she doing presuming the guy's gender anyway? Aren't you supposed to not do that?
I mean, really. I mean, and you see how inconsistent they are. You can just blow holes all in their philosophy, but a lot of people who choose not to think but let people do the thinking for them, they just don't see it. They're so loyal, like I said, they're so loyal to a certain point of view or to a certain party that the truth just bypasses them. The truth can knock them upside the head, knock them unconscious and for 4 days, and they wake up and they'll still follow the specter of their point of view, you know. I don't know what to say for certain people. I don't know how you can just
apart leftist belief systems is you ought to try doing something hard like falling off a log. There's nothing I know of easier than destroying leftist belief systems and ideologies. I mean, all of it is based in insanity and lunacy. All of it. It is literally a war against human nature itself, and they keep doing it, and they keep getting sympathy in the mainstream press. It's beyond belief. It's beyond belief. And they double down when they get confronted.
Yeah.
When it comes down to abortion, they like that old phrase, my body, my choice.
Yeah.
And I told somebody that on about vaccination, it's my body, my choice, isn't it?
Yeah, now you, exactly.
Stop being reasonable now. It's got to stop being logical. Stop it, stop it, stop it. It's wrong think. You are committing wrong think. Stop it.
Thinking while stupid.
Yeah. Oh, now see, that's a phrase that Iredale shared with me some years ago called thinking while stupid. That's what a lot of these people do. That's what they do. They try to think while they're stupid. And, you know, because they're stupid, you know, it's almost like trying to get a signal through two feet of solid plate steel. You know, they can't think outside of their skull, so they got to depend on somebody else to do the thinking for them. And that's the problem we're facing with a lot of these minions who are following after the Democrats and the liberals and whatever, you know, because they can't think for themselves.
Man, but just think, man, there's a place in Kansas called the Command and Staff General School, and all of these high-ranking officers go to it. It's considered the most prestigious military school for operational instruction, and they send field grade officers, major and above, to it to prepare them for future roles in the United States Armed Forces at the highest command leadership levels. And now you know that will include Mark Miley and Lloyd Austin. They all went to it. Say nothing, all the other training they got at West Point and/or OCS and/or throughout their careers in the United States. I know they didn't, even though I can't stand them, I know they didn't tell Joe Biden to conduct that operation in the manner in which it was done. In fact, we've got indications, we've got people saying that Joe Biden disregarded the advice of his top commanders. The only thing for them to do that would have saved their honor would have been to resign in protest, and they didn't.
They have no honor. That needs to happen, either resignations or firings. And now I'm starting to hear little inklings of rumors that people are thinking that Joe Biden might be getting impeached or something like that. I don't think that's going to happen, you know, because we've got too many liberal hacks running the show and everything. And I'm not so sure that will be the best for this country, because if Joe Biden gets impeached and he is found guilty for his actions and they remove him, you know who's next in line. You know, that's what scares me. Because you think Joe Biden has a low approval rating, that cackling woman, that cackling hen behind him, she has, I think her approval rating is in like the 20th percentile or something like that. I mean, I'm like,
well, you got to remember something though, man. Vince, it's not the House of Representatives not going to vote a bill of impeachment for Donald Trump. You're just not going to do it. Now, it is a possibility, and that's only a dim possibility, that the 25th Amendment could be invoked, which would mean that a majority of the executive officers of the cabinet, which would be the heads of the various departments like Treasury, Transportation, Defense, everything else, and by a majority vote, and after the vice president convenes it, because the vice president has to convene a 25th Amendment hearing, then they would have to send their intention that the president's unable to discharge his duties and not fit to discharge his duties to the Speaker of the House. Now, then the Speaker of the House has to take a look at it, and then they have to decide, now, assuming now that Biden does not send a letter saying, oh, this is a mutiny, I am fit and capable of resuming my duties and assuming the duties of the office of president. Because remember, when that happens, immediately the vice president takes over. But if the president sends a letter back to the speaker saying, this is a mutiny, they're just trying to get rid of me, I'm fully sane and confident, of course everybody knows he ain't, then the House has to vote on whether or not to get him out of office. The House, and both the Senate and the House, has to remove him by a two-thirds majority of both houses. That's just unlikely.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
the mechanism. That's the mechanism that's in the Constitution, and it just is not likely.
Yeah, it ain't going to happen. It's not going to happen. And it was an improbability.
As long as the Democrats control the House of Representatives, impeachment, I think, is off the table.
Yeah,
so that's where the bill of impeachment has got to come from. It's got to originate in the House of Representatives, and the trial is conducted in the Senate.
Exactly, exactly. You know, and that's, and to the, even when they impeached Donald Trump, it was an improbability that he was going to be removed. You know, I think that's even more less likely with Joe Biden. You know, it really has to be a convergence, a perfect storm, if you will, of votes to be able to do that. It's highly unlikely. And even if it was more likely, I still don't think it would happen because, like I said, you got a lot of liberal hacks running the show right now. You got the mainstream media. You got the little liberal minions running around talking about, you know, Joe Biden's doing a good job and all that and everything. And it's not going to happen. You know, a lot of times I see these people, they get up on YouTube and they say, oh, the Democrats, man, they are sweating, man. They are in panic mode. I'm sitting there like, no, they're not.
Cause we are dealing with the most corrupt political party that has ever been in charge of the federal branch of the United States government ever in the history of the United States. It is the most corrupt political party we have ever seen or ever imagined could possibly come to power. They are only, the only consideration they have is retaining power. Nothing else matters, not the best interests of this country or its people. They are unbelievably evil and demented. They are going to do everything they can to minimize the fallout and damage from this debacle, this fiasco, and they will do everything they can to prevent. That's my belief. And if they do anything else, I will be absolutely shocked and surprised.
Yeah, I would be too, you know. I'm just speechless. I forgot my thought right now.
We can overestimate how much these people hate this nation and its people.
Yeah.
They think there's something wrong with us because we don't agree with them. I mean, we're deplorable. It's okay to kill a deplorable in an insurrection in the Capitol, allegedly, an alleged insurrection. It's okay. And the police officer who killed her shouldn't face any inquiry whatsoever. They believe this.
Yeah, they believe that mess. But
Republicans go along with them.
Yep. Because it's what they're used to. It's what they've grown accustomed to, even the Republicans. That's why the Republicans, I'm real disgusted at them because the Republicans are nothing but a bunch of turncoats. That's all they really are, a bunch of turncoats. You know, someone screams at them or whatever, and they, like little whiny babies, want to back up into the corner. Okay, we're sorry. You know, that's why I'm not registered as a Democrat or a Republican. I'm registered as an independent because I can't stand both sides. Both of them, they have really messed up this country, and I'm sick of the whole mess, really. And my friend Iredale, for 5 years now, or at least 5 years now, he's been talking about this rocket ship that he's supposed to be building, and I'm supposed to be riding with him to another galaxy, and I don't know what it's taking him so long. I'm trying to get away from this planet. I want out of this solar system. I want to go somewhere else.
I'll tell you something. I got to admit the idea is attractive, and it certainly is something to fantasize, to dream about. I understand why you want to have fun with it, but I'll be damned. I'm going to stay here and fight. I mean, if I go down and fight, fine. That's fine with me. But I ain't going no damn where. They're going to give us our country back. They're going to get out and give back to us, and they're going to leave their perverted, demented, lunatic notions with them when they go.
Well, what we have to do is have to put on our butt-whooping clothes, I tell you. There's all these other mess. You got that, what's that official up there in the Northwest that said that they're going to do away with math and science testing because it's racist to black kids or something like that?
Oh, wait a minute. Right. I ain't heard of this one.
Really?
They say it's racist toward black kids. Also in California, they came up with some sort of exclusion of certain tests. that has to be taken by blacks. You know,
yeah,
in private institutions, the...
Portland, Oregon, you're talking about. You talk about it in Oregon.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
the
you know already.
Decided to end proficiency testing. Can you believe
yeah.
it?
Yeah. And already, you got some private liberal institution that spot a black child on the SAT test 310 points before they even sit down to take the test.
Yeah, I heard that.
And they
yeah.
deduct Asians 140 points.
These yeah. are the most racist people to ever hold political office. They're openly and blatantly racist.
And yeah. look at that black racist Capitol cop that killed Abby, what's her name?
Yeah,
Babbitt.
Ashley Babbitt.
That man was a racist.
Yep.
And what he done.
Is
and why people ain't calling him that?
You seen his Facebook, all the things he wrote in his Facebook page?
No, I ain't been on his Facebook
page. Anti-Trump supporters, and if he had to, he's going to get him one. Yeah,
wow.
He's,
you know,
he's
just that type of
page, but it was on there. You know, the Wayback Machine could pull up all that stuff, and they did.
Well, in Chicago,
wow.
they got a law that when you go to apply for a firearm owner's identification card, that the sheriff can go on your website and look at your prior postings to determine whether or not you have any mental or biases that would disqualify you from owning a weapon. And they can even do that even if you've been issued one or authorized to have one. They can come after and take it. So why is he
wow.
still carrying a weapon? Of course, he's in a different state. He's in D.C. and all those Capitol employees, they got some. You talking about some qualified immunity. They got some. I tell you what, I know one. I ain't going to put no name.
You got to remember, this is the same guy that was disciplined for leaving his loaded firearm in a Washington, D.C. bathroom. They locked down the Capitol when they found it, remember?
Yeah.
He got disciplined for that. He got
wow.
but he got disciplined for it.
And they gave it back to him. You know,
so
if you go on, if you get injured while you are on duty, all you need is a letter from a doctor to state that you are still having difficulty. If you get injured when you're 22, you can stay on that disability until you're ready to retire at the age of 65 or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Corruption, man. The corruption is manifest there. It truly is. It's manifest. And, you know, everybody's just turning a blind eye to it.
Yeah. Yeah. Proverbial, got their proverbial heads in the sand. You know, hey, ain't nothing to see here. Oh, I won't see anything. Same thing they did. Same thing they did when this sham of an election occurred last November. Everyone, there's no evidence of corruption. You know, nah, you didn't look for it. That's why. That's why.
Oh, no, well, no, no. Go look at those insurrectionists over there, some white supremacists.
I got something to say. I just saw on YouTube the other day that they did a count on a computer, and it was one lady that was missing over 4,000 votes. And we all know that everything seems like run by computers, so you can't trust the computers these days. They need to go
yeah.
back to physically counting them one by one.
Right, especially the people that put the input in.
Yeah.
Well, have you seen what has lately come out of Georgia? They found videos of 240 Democrat political activists. They've turned over to state officials who are literally dumped the night of the election, thousands of ballots into drop boxes. Ballot harvesting is illegal in the state of Georgia. So even if they were legitimate ballots, it is illegal to harvest them in the state of Georgia. They were probably illegitimate, counterfeit, but nonetheless, they got them on video. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I bet if there's any black women involved, they was twerking, weren't they?
Right.
Don't hold your breath.
It almost beggars belief. It's almost like a parody or something of corruption. It is so bad.
I got to correct myself. I just can't include black women in that. You got black men at twerk.
Yeah, that's sad.
I have never been more disgusted with the state of affairs I'm looking at now than the state of affairs I'm looking at now. The corruption is endemic, and you're not even supposed to talk about it. You're not even supposed to mention it.
Yeah.
Or you get canceled or something.
Yeah, and see, that's another thing, too, you know. And I mean, like I said before, Stevie Wonder can see this. All they want to do is allow the speech that they agree with, so that they can mold your mind into thinking, you know, a certain type of way. That's why they. I mean, if you don't want me on your platform, like Facebook or whatever, and I go to another platform, why are you going to try to get that platform taken off of your, taken out of the system? You know, I mean, if that's where I want to go, and companies like Apple and whatever, they don't want to allow these social sites onto their platform. I mean, why does that bother you? You know, they're trying to silence us at every level. They try to cut us off at every level.
Brother Vince, we got to understand we're in a war with these people. It may not be a hot war, but the whole idea in a war is to control the propaganda stream. And the one thing they want to do, and they must do, that they must do, is to prevent us from speaking with each other freely. They have to control information. That is almost an aspect of war itself these days, propaganda. And it's almost as crucial as troops on the battlefield. And they want to make sure information is controlled and regulated. So they have
to control the narrative.
They're doing what they have to do to help maintain their power, because their ideas and their actions cannot stand up to scrutiny.
Yep.
They're doing what they gotta do.
They want to be the gods. They want to form your mold of thinking. They want to be the ones to get you to think a certain way. That's all they care about is that control. They want to be the ones in control. No, there's no such thing as God anymore. We are God. We're going to get you to think this certain way. We don't want your free speech or anything like that, because it goes against our agenda. That's all it is. It's sad, man.
Precisely. I mean, it has never been worse. There's never been a time in the history of the United States that what is going on now has been worse. They literally think 1984 was not a cautionary tale. They think it was an instruction manual, and they are carrying it out in front of our eyes.
And keep in mind that book was written by a Democratic socialist.
He's an outright communist, actually. He knew what he speaks. He knew what he spoke.
I mean, if he can write a cautionary tale like that, and he's a straight up communist, I mean, what does that say for the rest of us? I mean, it boggles the mind. It really does. Just a sad state of affairs.
We have no idea of the depths of what we are up against with these people exercising their control. It is impossible practically to overstate it. It really is.
Yeah.
The way they want to exercise
really
control is just beyond belief.
Yeah. And you know, like I said, those of you all who know the power of prayer, really, we need to pray for this country. And I'm not just saying that just so, okay, I'll pray for it, and then you go and watch Netflix or something like that. I'm seriously soliciting prayers for this country, because this is not the country I grew up in. This is not the country I remember when I lived in Prince George's County, Maryland, playing playing touch football on Prince George's Drive right beside my house, and you know, and walking to school every day, walking about a mile and a half to school every day, things like that. It's just not the same. It's not the same type of country that we lived in back then. And now that I'm older and I can look back, they tell you that 2020, good gracious, they tell you that hindsight is 2020. And when you look back to that time period, though, you can see the very vestiges of the beginning of what we're seeing today. Even though it was nowhere near as bad as it is today, you can see the beginnings back then, especially with the Nixon and the Carter administrations. You can see it from back then. And now we're in this big mess, and I'm not so sure that we'll be able to get out.
Oh, I think we'll be able to get out if we're prepared to do what needs to be done ultimately, what may need to be done ultimately. We can get out,
yeah.
But we got to prepare ourselves for some horrific times ahead in order to do so.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I just realized
get out.
The only
question is, will there be a will to do so? That's the question.
Yeah.
And if
exactly.
there isn't, you're right. That's, we won't get out of it.
Yeah. Oh my goodness, I got one caller on. I missed this call. Let me try to get this caller. I got 90 seconds left. Hello, caller. Welcome to the show.
Yes, my name is Matthew E. O'Neill, and I'm the number one ranked editor for Everipedia.org. Everipedia rivals Wikipedia, except we have 6 million articles, and our articles contain video capabilities. I just called in real quickly. I'd like to say that I respect Joe Biden as a person. He's a good president and a good person. However, I have to disagree. I think it was an extremely bad idea to pull the troops out of Afghanistan.
Yeah, it was. It really was. It was no exit strategy there. And he and his cohorts, they want to blame Donald Trump. They want to blame Donald Trump for how badly things have turned out. But this is on Joe Biden, and Joe Biden needs to realize that. And those of us who know he needs to own it, he needs to own up to it. We need to put this in his face and say, no, Joe, this is on you. But anyway, thank you, caller. I'm going to I got to get ready to get off the program because I've only got a few more seconds. But thank you all for coming in and chiming in with your point of view and everything. Next week, God willing, we should have another edition of Black by Color Only. Come back, bring a friend, whatever, you know, tell your mama, tell your grandmama. But anyway, thank you all for coming on. Thank you for your additional rhetoric and everything. This is Anthony Brown. I'm signing off. Until the next time, I will see you on the rebound. You all have a great Saturday.